C++ is an object-oriented language, but still reads in a sequential manner. If you've ever done any HTML or GUI programming, you understand that that type of programming relies on an event, like a button click, to occur. But C++, like Java or C, is all executed at compile and runtime. So in order to program anything, we must first make a plan of what we want to do. This is called an algorithm. An algorithm can be written in structured English, in a flowchart, or in pseudocode, which is half code, half English. There are some other key items to go over before we dive right in. First is to understand what a variable is. A variable is just a temporary space in memory to hold data. So if we declare a variable, we are allocating a temporary space in memory for that data. Variables can be dynamic and change with the user's input, or we can have constant variables that never change value once they've been declared. Variables can be anything, and if you think about your daily life, I'm sure you use these all the time. The next item to note is the flow of assigning. To assign anything to a variable, the flow is right to left. Everything on the right of the assignment operator, or the equal sign, is done first. Then the data is moved from right to left. We could never say pizza equals X, although that makes sense in our mind. In the computer, it only knows how to assign data in one direction. The last item to note is that variables cannot be equations and will not be updated with a new value unless you reassign them.